This is 5-Minute Friday, episode number 102, Intuition versus Mathematics in Data Science. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Super Data Science Podcast. What I wanted to share with you today is intuition in data science. And this is not like intuition as in how to make predictions based on being intuitive or using your gut feel in data science. There's definitely might be some space for that, and maybe we can discuss that another time. What I mean by intuition in data science is the intuitive understanding of concepts in data science. And so if you've taken any of our courses, you will notice that very often I include intuition lectures. And for instance, even courses like on AI, deep learning, computer vision, machine learning, the way Adlan and I structure our approaches is he takes care of the coding part and the application, the real life applications, and I take care of the intuition side of things on the intuitive understanding. And so the question is, why intuition? Why is intuition important in data science? The reason here is that a lot of the concepts in data science are actually very technical, are actually driven by very complex mathematics and statistics. And when you look deep into them, you look behind the hood of these libraries in machine learning or deep learning or even more basic things like logistic regression, which is a standard classification algorithm in data science and is used, it's been used for decades in statistics. If you look behind them, the math is very complex. And therefore, it looks like there's a huge hurdle to get over in order to become a data scientist. But I really don't believe that. I really don't believe that it must be so complex. And I'll explain why. This is exactly why what this podcast is about, that data science doesn't need to be that complex. And the way to think about it is, my favorite analogy is a car. So we all know that cars are quite complex inside. There's chassis and there's shafts and there's wheels and engines and pistons and lots of stuff, like lots of little components and big components inside a car. And personally, I've never pulled a car apart in my life. I've looked inside, I've changed the oil a few times. It was so funny when we were on the road trip of Adlan, we rented this car and we didn't know how to change the oil. We had to actually, so embarrassing, like we had to ask the guy at the petrol station to help us out how to change the oil. But you know, like, it's even to that extent, like, I know now how to change the oil. I've maybe done a couple times, but like, don't even ask me about how to what is inside and like what how the torque goes from the engine to the back wheels or front wheels, or how I could probably look that up and explain, but right now I don't know it. And unless you're an auto mechanic, you've also probably never pulled a car apart. You probably know a couple of things here and there, but every single little detail of what's inside a car, what's inside the engine, even now with more complex things like the electronics behind a car, it's very unlikely that you know them. And yet, all of us, we can get inside a car and we can drive it. We can get from point A to point B. We can go to the shop. We can pick up the kids. We can, go for a holiday, whatever we want. We can drive the car even without knowing what's inside it. And that's exactly the same thing that I see for data science, that you don't need to know all the mathematics behind it. You don't need to know what exactly is going on, how exactly this algorithm works, like to the nitty-gritty, to the nuts and bolts, what formula is used here, what formula is used there, and so on. All you need to know is the intuition behind it. You need to know what's how to understand intuitively what's going on when you're applying a k-means clustering algorithm, or what's going on where you're you're running a priori algorithm, or how an artificial neural network works, or how a convolutional neural network works, or lots of different things that we apply in data science. You just need to know the intuition behind them without having to delve into the deep mathematics and statistics, and then you can also apply them. Because the bottom line for a data scientist, a successful data scientist is not somebody who knows all the math behind all the algorithm that he uses. A successful data scientist is somebody who knows what they do and why they do it, those algorithms, and how to use those algorithms to apply to real world situations to derive value. That's what businesses want. A lot of people make the mistake thinking that to be a successful data scientist, I have to learn all the math. But you need to think about what is actually required of a data scientist. If you want to become a data science researcher and you want to develop these algorithms and, you know, push the envelope in the space of data science in the world and make it even better and more powerful, then yes. But if you just want to help businesses, help charities, apply data science in your own projects, then you just need to know overall how these algorithms work and understand when to use which one and what exactly they do. And you need to know how to apply them in real life and derive value. That's it. Same thing, just as with a car. In order to bring value with a car, you just need to know how to drive it. You don't need to know how to pull apart. So that's something to think about. And hopefully that's a bit of encouragement for you if you're thinking that, maybe if you're studying data science or you're starting to get into data science and you think that the world of machine learning is complex or the world of artificial intelligence or deep learning is complex. It's as complex as you want it to be. It's as complex as you want to get into it. But it doesn't have to be complex in order for you to build a successful career and derive lots of value. You can go your whole life without knowing all the formulas behind an algorithm and use it as a virtuoso and bring so much value and create so many great things for businesses or for the world. So there you go. That's intuition versus mathematics and data science. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Share around with your friends. If you know somebody or colleagues, somebody who's maybe a bit apprehensive of getting to the space of data science because they think it's too complex, maybe this will help them get started. And I look forward to seeing you here next time. And until then, happy analyzing.